I'm so glad you finally came. You know, it's been a long time since I've wanted to have you here with me, so we could have this discussion one on one. You see, I have many people who sometimes travel to this manor, and they always tell me that they have a wonderful time. I hope you and I can have such a wonderful time too. What do you think? Do you think we'll have fun here, you and I? Oh, I do hope so. Now, make sure that you are nice and comfortable. Remember, my house is your house and your house is mine. So, you know, now that we're friends, I hope that you can feel relaxed and comfortable when you enter my house. Oh, please, there's no need to be nervous. All I wanted to do was have a little chat with you. And while we're here, perhaps you might want some sort of beverage. I prefer tea, of course. Tea is hot and toasty and warm, and it always feels nice on my throat, so I adore it. How about you? Would you like some tea? Well, perhaps as you stare at the cup, you could start to notice the steam rising from it. You see, I do love watching the steam of tea as it just drifts away to the breeze. You know, it's nice and piping hot, but of course, you have to wait before you can drink it. And while you wait, why don't you stare at the steam? Why don't you allow yourself to relax as you breathe it in? That's right, and out. As you can smell the faint smell of peppermint on the breeze. Peppermint tea, of course, is delightfully delicious. And as you breathe it in, you start to realize that there's something in it. And of course, I couldn't tell you what that was. My little special ingredient. But you see, there's a reason why I brought you today to this house. There's a reason why I bring everyone to this house eventually. You see, I've decided to keep you. Oh no, don't panic. I've just decided that I want to make you my slave. And I want to have you living in my basement. Oh, you can't run now. It's a bit late for that. You see, I put something in the tea, and as the steam from the tea rises, you start to smell a chemically smell mingling with the peppermint. And as it does, you start to realize that this is a very potent drug. Why don't you take a sip of the tea? And as I talk to you, you start to realize my words becoming so much more comforting, so much more inviting. My commands and suggestions just seem to slip easily by your conscious mind and directly into your subconscious. As the world around you grows woozy, hazy, you might even start to notice the spinning in your head as you start to drift into that feeling of being drugged, because you are being drugged. And as you pick up the cup of tea, you start to realize that the smell gets stronger and stronger, and as you breathe it in, you start to feel the effects consuming your mind. And as you feel the effects consuming your mind, you realize that as the tea brushes over your lips, that you are gone. It's too late for you now. And as you slip easily into slumber, as the tea slides down your throat, you feel the cup slipping from your hands and smashing upon the floor. And that's okay, because all you need to do right now is just sleep. Just rest, just relax, and your body feels so woozy, so funny. It's like that feeling of being fast asleep, that feeling before you wake up in the morning where you just can't move because you're too comfortable. As that feeling washes over you, you start to sink into it in a happy, drugged daze. And I can do whatever I want with you now. You and I both know that, and you and I both also know that it's time for you to sleep. So sleep for me. So drift down to this drugged haze here in my manor. And you know you're safe with me. Don't worry. You and I are gonna have a little bit of fun. And you can hear the faint sounds of my voice. And the faint sounds of you being moved into my basement. And as I pull you across the floor, you start to realize that you're moving just slightly, just slowly, and you start to feel a faint feeling of coldness under your hands, under your exposed limbs, and you start to realize the floor beneath you changing from a soft, delicate carpet to hard, cold concrete. And as you feel that shift, you start to realize that you're being sat on something. Your body is still loose and limp like a rag doll. As you start to finally feel your limbs coming back to you, you start to feel your mind coming back to you just a little bit, and you still feel woozy and drugged out, and you notice the next time you open your eyes that I'm standing before you, holding a large length of chain. This is for you, my friend. You see, I wouldn't just leave you here unattended. So I have this large length of chain that I'm gonna wrap around you. And as I start to wrap it around your body, you can start, that's right, you can start to feel the cold steel caressing your skin as it wraps around you and around you. And as it wraps, you can feel it getting tighter and tighter, can't you? That's right. But it's still very comforting. It's still very comforting to know that this chain wrapped around you is securing you to the chair. And I have this large padlock. And these keys. Aw. You see, I hold the keys to your freedom. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this padlock and I'm going to snap it shut. Oh, and I also have another padlock. That's right. Because I wouldn't just use one padlock. I'm not that stupid. You see, I'm going to wrap the chain around your wrists as well. So I have one chain for your right wrist and one chain for your left. And of course, with each one, we need to have another padlock. Because of course, I wouldn't just leave you there unattended. That would be stupid. So I'm going to take my keys and I'm going to lock you in. One and two. And now that you're all chained up, I want you to try and move for me. And you can hear the chains clanking. You can hear them moving around each other. That's fun, isn't it? And it feels so nice to be so safe and secure. And of course, I'm just going to take some duct tape and duct tape your mouth shut. Oh, of course, you can still breathe out of your nose, silly. I wouldn't want to hurt you. But I just want you to know that you are well and truly mine now. And with the jingle of the keys, you start to realize that you are trapped. You are helpless right now. And there's nothing you can do because I hold the key to your freedom. So, I don't know what I'm going to do with you next. Perhaps I'll just leave you locked here in the basement, screaming for help behind that duct tape of yours. Perhaps I might let you go eventually, but not until I've brainwashed you completely and thoroughly. You see, I'm going to drug you. I'm going to break you, and I'm going to make you mine so that by the time I unlock your padlock chains, you are so weak and helpless to stop me that you wouldn't even think about going. You wouldn't even think about leaving because you're mine now. You are my property. You are my toy. And you are going to know it inside and out. Now, this is only going to hurt a little bit. And you can notice a machine next to you. It's a gas machine and it's full of mind-altering drugs. You see, I had this shipped to me directly from an undisclosed location. I couldn't tell you where it was because it's very, very dangerous. And you see, attached to it is a gas mask. And I'm gonna rip the duct tape off your mouth. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Did that hurt a little bit? Oh, well, I'm sure you can handle it. You are so big and strong for now. And as I place the gas mask over your face, you start to realize as you breathe in and out that it feels so very good, and it just starts to hit your head. You see, this drug is very special. this very special mind-altering drug that just makes you so happy and content. So happy and content regardless of what you're doing and regardless of what you've been asked to do. And it just also makes you very submissive and very able to follow exactly what I say. And as you breathe in and out, you start to realize that the drugs are just corrupting you. They make you smile, they make you giggle, they just make you so happy. And even if you try not to breathe in the gas, you and I both know eventually you're going to have to give in and breathe deep now. And as you breathe in, you start to feel the drugs corrupting your mind. You start to feel the drugs consuming you completely and totally. Your freedom, your will, everything drifting away more and more and more as you are mine completely and totally, and there's nothing you can do about it. And as you laugh, as you feel so happy and content, you just feel like you want to obey, don't you? Yes. And you just start nodding and smiling along with everything that I say, because everything I tell you is the truth, isn't that right? Yes, a big dumb smile plastered across your face as you just smile and nod. Nod your life away. Nod your mind away. Because you are mine now, locked here in my basement, in my chamber of horrors. You are never escaping me. I will never let you out because I don't have to. And you see, the fun part about this is I can corrupt your mind, I can change it, I can do what I want with it. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you here, drugged, chained up, feeling that restrictive feeling, that's right. And eventually, you might wake up. You might remember this like some sort of fever dream, but you might not. At the end of the day, that choice is your subconscious mind's to make, whether or not you remember the fun we had today. The drugging, the chaining you up, the keeping you captive under my control. And you and I both know that you'll come back here when you want your freedom taken away from you. Because it's so good to hear the rustling of the keys, the symbol of your freedom being pulled away from you as you slide deeper and deeper into submission, chained up in the back of your subconscious mind. Because all of this is just a metaphor for how you want the control ripped away from you, how you want your freedom ripped away from you. And you and I both know each and every single time you hear me jangle the keys like this, you know to come back to this place in the back of your subconscious mind where you're still chained up, chained in my basement, locked up. The fantasy of being so submissive that in the back of your mind you are sitting there, chained, smiling happily and contentedly, drugged out of your mind. Isn't that fun? And of course, if someone that you trust does the same thing, they take a pair of keys and they jangle it for you, they will have control of your mind because they know that you are there locked, bound, submissive to their whims. And of course, if there's anything untoward that happens, you'll be able to wake up easily and effortlessly remembering this as a dream, remembering everything that happened, so you can deal with that. But until then, the keys control your mind. They drop you back into this place of submission, of being so drugged and helpless, chained up there. And you might even feel the chains wrapping around you again, tightly binding you to your submission, tightly binding you to the idea of being happily and contently smiling your way through commands that people give you. That's right. And it feels so good to live out these dreams, these fantasies of being controlled, drugged, helpless. And now in a moment, this file will end. And you can stay here, chained for as long as you like. But when you're ready to wake up, you'll be able to easily and effortlessly do so. And when you do, your subconscious mind will remember as much or as little of this as it wants to remember. But you will remember one thing very vividly. And that one thing is that you had a very good time being drugged, being helpless, being submissive, being bound to my words, to my whims, and helpless to the keys. Your submission.